Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. This is the Angel Lady, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we've got our holiday show. And what better way to spend the holidays than with the angels? Oh, my gosh, they're there with you all year round, but really especially at the holidays. So we're going to start right out with Benny giving you the number so you can call in and find out from your angels things about your holidays and next year as well. Go ahead, Benny.
Yeah, this is an open hour for you, the listeners out there, whether you're in terrestrial radio land here in the Seattle area on KKNW AM 1150 or online at 1150kknw.com or transformationtalkradio.com, or there's so many out there you can join the show. So the number is 800-930-2819 for the show and a mini reading, I should say, with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's amazing if you haven't heard her. She was one of our, I guess, first guest on the show way back, like 16 years ago. So she's still coming on strong with us here on the Dr. Pat Show. So again, the number is 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
So what I want to say to you, Benny, is I must be tried and true.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm still here, and I'm still going strong, and still loving what I do and how the angels can help everyone, including you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. We love having you here. You have probably the largest set of shoes to fill. So I mean,
oh, goodness. Okay.
Or I should say angel wings, for that matter, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Okay. So right away, we're going to talk about a little bit about who I am, why I'm here, why I'm the Angel Lady, why I've been on the radio so long. I had a near-death experience when I was a child, and from that time on, I've been hearing, seeing, and feeling the presence of angels. And I was like 18 months old, and I was lying in my crib, and I had blankets around my face. I guess I was suffocating. And an angel just kind of went down the stairs and somehow got my mom's attention. I never really found out how, but she knew that I was in trouble. And she came upstairs, and she saved me. And what I want to explain, though, is that I saw five white flying objects over my head. And at that moment, I had such a sense of peace. And again, I'm 18 months old, but I had such a sense of peace. I knew I was going to be saved. I knew everything was going to be okay. And that was way back when I was younger. And then as an adult, I was working in a business where we shipped out things at night. And it was a bowling business. And I was alone in the warehouse, and it was at night. And this is many years later. I'm an adult. I have a daughter who's 11 years old at that time. And, you know, things have just kind of been normal in a normal life. And then the ceiling opens up, and this booming voice comes down and says, "Sue, you have to help people." And I got that same feeling I got when I was 18 months old. Something so phenomenal that there's no way to describe it to you, and there's no way to explain it unless maybe you've had one of those feelings and you know what I mean. And that's when I started doing this, and I looked up and I said, "Okay, God, what do you want me to do?" And I was led from one thing to the other, you know, using my gifts of my psychic abilities, my healing abilities, until finally I realized that the angels were the guides that had been with me they were the white things flying over my head. And I've been with the angels ever since. Or maybe I should say they've been with me ever since. Anyway, we're a good team, and we want to share our gifts, our knowledge, our clarity, and our love with you. So we're going to start out. Do we have any callers yet, or should I just keep talking about some of the things in my life?
We do have a caller holding. It's Charlene calling in from Prince George, Canada. And let's give out the number there, Sue. Again, we're going to probably do it multiple times throughout the hour. So again, it's 800-930-2819, a live call-in show today. It's in December 2020, just so everyone knows, this isn't an encore show. Sue is live on the air, and she's spreading the joy, spreading the love, because that's what we like to do here. 800-930-2819. So should we bring on Charlene?
Hello, Charlene. How are you?
Hello, Sue. I'm good.
Wonderful.
I was just wondering what the angels have in store for me for the holidays.
Okay. Let's start out with who your angels are. Do you want to know who your personal angels are? Should I give you that information?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication, arts and
okay.
invention. That's what Gabriel does. And then you also have, are you in a field of education by any chance? Or do you do anything with education?
A field of education?
Or do anything with education?
I'm really super spiritual. Like, I'm into everything. Dr. Pat knows me. I'm
oh, okay.
totally interested in all kinds of things. And I do work with the angels.
Wonderful. Okay. So
yeah.
Jacob has been with you your whole life. The angels I'm giving you are part of your life's purpose. And Jacob has been with you. And reasons he's with someone. Either they're going to be a teacher or a principal or something around education, or they are just going to really be on a spiritual path and want to learn everything and just grasp all the information they can. And that sounds like why Jacob is in your life, to help you with
yeah.
that. And he also just came in the room and told me, and that's why you're calling in today, because he wants us to connect. So that's great. All right. And then you
yep.
have one more angel, and actually you have two more. Bettina, are you creative?
Yes,
I'm creative.
Very.
Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I'm very creative.
Okay. So Bettina is the angel of creativity. She inspires your
mm-hmm.
divine gifts for arts and science and business. And also,
yep.
if you remember, Gabriel worked with arts, invention, communication. So you have a lot of creative angels. You have that angel of education that's going to almost push you into learning more. But then I got
mm-hmm.
a good one for you. You have Jeremiah. Well, they're all good ones. They came in and said, what about us?
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, guys. Okay. So Jeremiah is the angel of financial security, and he
okay.
builds solid foundations for material growth.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
So, let's talk about your holiday. I need to know a little bit more specific. You know, I can give you very general information, but be more specific about what you want to know.
About the holidays?
Yeah, well, what is your question? Whatever your question is.
My question is, am I going to make it as creative as I possibly can? To make everybody's Christmas beautiful.
Yes. Yes, they said, because you always go for that final touch. You always do more than you know, anyone expects, except you. You have a high standard for yourself. But they said yes. Going to be beautiful, calm. You're going to have lots of angels there. In fact, they said, just listen, you might hear some of them singing.
I do. Sometimes I do. And I've worked with you, Sue, before, and I know that if my vibrational energy is feeling a little low, I just do what you said and ask the angels to raise me an octave.
Okay. Oh, perfect. And let's say it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Angels, raise my vibrations an octave. There
mm-hmm.
you go. Get your
yeah.
vibrations up.
So, and you're a beautiful person. You really
oh.
are.
Thank you. I have something else I want to tell you, though. Let's see. What is it? Oh, they're saying time. Maureen is the angel of time, and you sometimes put too much pressure on yourself. So they're saying, let the angels help you with time.
Perfect.
And thank you for the compliments. Keep your vibrations up, and all good fortune coming your way.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you, and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Charlene, for joining us from the Prince George, Canada area. 800-930-2819 for the show. It's the Dr. Pat Show, and we have a guest host filling in today for Dr. Pat, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. This is your opportunity and time to get in now for a mini reading from Sue. 800-930-2819. And the lines, Sue, they are wide open for you, of course.
Are we going to take our break now, or do you want me to?
We certainly can if you'd like to.
Yeah, I was thinking that's a good time, and then we'll go on.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, everyone. It's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today, we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m., for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Well, if you're just tuning in, everybody, you are live, and we are live right now on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My guest host is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She is handing out mini angel readings on the air with you today. 800-930-2819. And Sue, we'll just write, we've got one holding already if you want to jump to it.
Yeah, let's just go.
Okay, we'll take Cynthia. She's calling in from the Issaquah area. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi, Sue. Thanks for taking my call.
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Good. Are you the Cynthia I know? Have I given you your angel?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. By the way, I've been thinking about you. Your angels have been bringing you to me and your name and wondering how you are. So I'm glad you called in.
Thank you. I just turned it on and I heard you. So
good.
I think I'm going to call. Yeah.
Good, 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 good. Well, let me tell you your success angels. Let's do that because you've got some extra ones that have come in since we connected. And one of them is Rachel, the angel of inspiration, and certainly you're an inspiration to those who know you. And another one is Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of divine grace. My goodness. She delivers a wealth of spiritual blessings and enrichment. You need those. You need those good angels.
Yes. Rachel and Lorena.
They're letting you know that they're around you. That they're listening and they're around you. Do you have a specific question you want to ask?
Do they have any direction for where somebody just spoke to me today about a different job, and I'm contemplating if they have any direction about this job that I was spoken to today about going there, this other company?
Okay, I'm not sure I heard. The job that you went to today is selling their company? Did I miss something there?
No. They're talking to me about interviewing for this other company.
Oh, interviewing for another company.
Okay, all right. You know, Corey is the angel of careers, career development, and this is what he's saying to me in his words, be patient. You know, you're a little tense. You never manifest through a tense body. So relax, do a wiggle, you know, just kind of loosen everything up. And they said, watch for an opportunity. Something good's going to happen. I'm glad you called. I just feel like it just kind of came out of nowhere. Something good's going to happen. How's that?
Watch for an opportunity. Okay.
Yeah, watch for an opportunity. And Christopher is that angel of opportunity. But something new. You know, here is something else I'm going to tell you, and the listeners can share in this. Start a little savings account and call it Future Endeavors. Even if it's just a ball, I have one of these ball jars, you know, canning jars in my kitchen, and I put on there a little sign that says Future Endeavors. Or you can start a savings account, but call it a Future Endeavors account. Save for some Future Endeavors, because I feel like some really nice Future Endeavors are coming your way.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling.
And Corey. Okay. Thank you, Sue.
Okay.
Thanks, Cynthia, for joining us from the Issaquah area, 800-930-2819. And we got a couple more, so we'll just keep at it. And we're going to take we'll take Sherry calling in from the Belfair area. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Well,
thank you.
Hi. What can we do for you? Do you want your angel?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's start there. All right, so you have Florence, who's the angel of compassion. And they tell me you're a very compassionate, understanding soul. And then you have, this is your money angel, Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. She works with wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. So you must be on a spiritual path as well. And then your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. You got a whole slew of angels, including a money angel.
That's
you're
the best.
In good shape.
That's the best.
Yeah. So what can I help you with? Give me a question.
I am in a situation where I am watching my sister-in-law's house while she is in the hospital and her animals, and I just needed to know if there's anything the angels can tell me about this situation.
With your sister, when she's going to be coming back to, be a little more than the situation.
Yes.
Is that what you mean, when things are going to clear up and you're going to be able to do other things?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been 7 weeks.
And, oh, dear.
She's been in and I've been at her house away from my house. So,
you know, I'm going to tell you something for everybody listening, too. Angels have never lived in time and space. So it's really hard for me to say time, But I will tell you what I heard. What I heard is a few more weeks, and then it's all going to be good. So hang in there for a few more weeks. That's what I hear.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And, Benny, I'm going to give out a little information because maybe some of these ladies would like to call me for a real session.
Absolutely.
Where they get all kinds of information and energized. So my number is 800-323-1790. Now, that's for Sue Storm, Angel Lady, direct line, not the call into the show. And that's 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net. And go visit it. It's really a pretty bright, fun website, lots of information. And then there's also a little area where you can ask me a question if you want to interact with me. Or just call the 800 number. There's several books that I have, and what's really exciting is within the next few weeks, Amazon is going to have an e-book. I'm doing Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and we're making it an e-book. So we're in the process of getting that all finished today, and it should be out there pretty soon. And it's a wonderful power-packed book. I call it an encyclopedia of remedies. Everything you want. It's about pets and love and people and soulmates and getting along with your family and careers and business and communication. It's just a encyclopedia of wonderful remedies for your life. So we've got a lot going on here.
Yeah, sounds perfect for the holidays. That's a good welcome. That's a nice little present for you.
Yeah.
And for us.
Right. And Benny's in the ebook.
Yes.
So just in case you do like Benny and you want to read a little more about him.
Just if you like me. That's cute. You can always flip the page.
Do we have time now to take the other caller?
We do, and you can always flip the page
right,
if you don't like
that.
Me, too. That works, too. So,
okay.
Alexa from Seattle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Alexa. Oh, they're
taking the call.
Yeah, sure.
So I just wanted to get like a general reading, and then I can see what my question is, because I called in maybe a couple months ago, and you gave me some information about an angel that I needed to actually sort of like get activated.
Have you done so?
Check in with you. Well, I've been trying, and I'm just been wrapping my mind around it. But maybe if you give me a little more general insight, and then just like, what does one do to, you know, be more receptive to it? I don't know what I'm not doing.
Okay. So what they're saying is that it's in your mind. You're thinking about it. You know, I should this and I should that, and maybe today this and that and stuff like that. It's in your mind, but you can't really manifest or really do something until it's in your body. So if you think about what it's like, how good you feel when you've accomplished a task. Because to me, it seems like in your case, you need to do a little task and a little task and a little task. We have a remedy called, it's got the picture, piece by piece is what it's called, and there's a picture of a pie, and you take a little piece, and today I'm going to do this piece, and tomorrow I'm going to do that piece. So don't think of it as a great big, oh my God, I got all this to do. Because that's so big, it's overwhelming, and then that exhausts me just talking about it. So think of what you do today. I wake up every morning and I say, okay, what am I going to do today? And then I kind of run down a few things that I think about and see what feels right. Because you manifest even energy through the midsection of your body. And so if you can feel it, you'll do it. Does that make more sense to you? That explain
That's
it better?
That's actually pretty helpful, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. And then keep your vibrations up. Angels, raise my vibrations an octave. Keep your vibrations up. And then take a step. You know, a baby doesn't all of a sudden start walking. They take a few steps, and they might fall, and then they get up, and they take another few steps. So, but the angels are telling me that you have taken some steps, and they are proud of you. That's probably what you needed to hear.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, well, that's good. So I am actually doing something. It's just that it is small steps.
It's small steps. But you know what? That's better for you because, again, if you run too fast, you might fall. So so you're doing it just right, I hear.
Right. Yeah, good, good. Okay, well, that's good to hear, actually, because I was wondering about that piece.
Okay.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Oh,
yes.
You're so
thank
happy
you.
About your call. Take care.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alexa, for joining us from the Seattle area. 800-930-2819 is the number for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's filling in for Dr. Pat today for mini angel readings. She is a staple here on the network, so you should get in now while you can, because the lines are open. 800-930-2819. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
I hear people say that wisdom is hard to find and a lifelong struggle to master. We live at a time where limitless wisdom is only a mouse click away, and as for mastery, there's good news here as well. Timeless Wisdom has your back. The wisdom traditions know the truth of who you really are, a limitless, magnificent, universal being. The ancient wisdom traditions are waiting to give you all the help you need. There is a beautiful Sanskrit verse, padam padam, step by step. This means that at every step, all the knowledge and energy you need is there waiting. You just have to take the next step. So remember, timeless wisdom has your back. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence at Timeless Wisdom and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to take your next best step with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, at consciousconfidence.com today and get started.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we
are the hosts of Inner Bloom podcast. A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we're having our holiday show. We're talking about joy and love and creativity, answering your questions, and just all about joy. You know, some people don't face the holidays with joy, and we need to turn that around. Raise your vibrations. Let your mind wander into the visualization of a wonderful holiday season, even if you have some tricky relatives, which most of us do, and just enjoy the little joys. I always say, there's always little things, little miracles. If you've listened to me, you know I put everybody on miracle watch. You watch for miracles, a little miracle, a little more, a little more, a little more, and then you have a lot of miracles, and then the miracles get bigger. But notice and appreciate the little ones. And what's so exciting is the ebook that I'm working on is called Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles. So miracles are happening in 2021. That's what I hear. All right, Benny, let's see who we're going to talk to.
Sure, we'll take Spence now calling in from, it looks like, the Shoreline area. Hi, Spence.
Well, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
All right. What can we do for you?
Well, I want to know it all. Love and business and maybe where I should live. How long do we have?
Not long enough, I don't think. Okay. So this is what's so funny. When you said you want to know it all, the angels actually sent down this load, this download of information. So I guess new things are coming. I guess you're going to learn some things that aren't going to come directly from me. But do you have your angels? Do you know who your angels are?
I believe Archangel Michael's involved. I believe
okay.
that.
Okay. And then you also have Solomon, who's the angel of security. And then you have, well, you have Gabriel. So you have two archangels, which is amazing, Gabriel's communication. And then Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. So you should be on a roll here. You'd be doing really well. So you want to know a little bit about everything. Can you break that down for me?
Well,
give me
I'm
one
thinking
question?
About moving out of Seattle, someplace closer to the water. I'm looking for love. And, yeah, anything along those lines would be great.
Okay, so moving out of Seattle, yes. Did you hear that voice came through me? Yes, get out of Seattle. Go by the water. You need it. You know, it like soothes your soul.
Where and when?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Where and when?
When would be
where,
a good time?
Where and
yeah,
when?
Where and when?
Uh-huh. Okay, I think for those kind of that technical information, you're probably going to have to do a session with me. But you'll know. Ask your angels. And the other thing you can do is my email direct line and SueStorm@earthlink.net. If you come up with a couple of choices, email me and I'll let the angels help you pick it out. How's that?
That sounds wonderful.
Special
attention. About love? Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks, Spence, for joining the show for a mini angel reading with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. Get in now. We've got some open lines. 800-930-2819. And we will now take Tanya calling in from the Gig Harbor area, which is on the other side of the Puget Sound here in the local Seattle area. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Hello there. Hi, Sue.
Hi. Would you like your angels before we get started? Should we just start there?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that. Sounds great.
Okay, perfect. All right. So it's always easiest for me to give the angels first. So do you ever think about writing? Or is that, for some reason, Rita, the angel of writing, just popped right up? So if you haven't done any of that, maybe that's in your future because the angels are chosen for your life's purpose. So writing is somewhere in your future. And then you have Tara, T-A-R-A, who's the angel of love. Our last caller needs to know that probably, too. Tara is the angel of love. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. Did I talk too fast? Did you get them all down?
I'm writing them
She's
down.
She's scribbling, yes. I can hear her scribbling.
I can, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got some chicken scratch going on over here.
Okay, and, you know, if anyone listening, let me do this for a minute. Anyone listening, if you want to go to theangellady.net and go to the area that says ask me and ask me a question, put a little note in the comments that you want the angel guide, and I'll email you a guide with some of the angels so you know who they are and what they do. How about that?
Okay.
That's a little extra gift for today. That's my Christmas gift to all of you.
Aww.
All right.
Oh, thank you. A general reading would be great. I'm looking for, let's see here, the new year is coming. I was hoping, to get myself more grounded, more positive after all this negativity of 2020.
Okay. It seems like you need a session with me. And I'm going to give my number out one more time, 800-323-1790 for an angel session. But you know, break it down into something just a little bit more. I'm not as good at huge general things as I am what you really want to know. What do you really want to know about next year?
Well, I need to get myself a little bit more grounded.
Okay. Okay.
I'm wondering, should I go looking into chakras, or I'm just not sure. I feel like I'm just out in the atmosphere somewhere, just floating around, trying to get myself back down to earth here.
Okay. Okay. So what you can do is you can think of a grounding rod from like your tailbone or your coccyx down to the ground. So then you're really a tripod instead of just 2 feet. You're a tripod and you're stronger. You can do that for grounding. Another little thing is pretend like the chakras on the bottom of your feet are open and just send some energy out of your feet. Think about your feet and just send a little energy out of the chakras in your feet, the soles of your feet, and that'll ground you. And is there an issue around your health? Are you at all concerned around that? They seem to be pushing me in that direction. Is there any question you have on that?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to go in for a physical here. I just know that I have not been eating well, drinking too much, not getting myself in a real good, healthy place.
Well, that's what the angels were telling me, but I didn't want to be the one to say it. So since you said it, that's what they were saying. We need to get her healthy. So, I think you know what to do. I think it's just maybe taking one piece at a time, like we were talking about earlier. But go get yourself checked out. If you want to do a session with more information from me. But they say you have such a beautiful spirit, but your physical body isn't connected to your spirit. Maybe that's why you don't feel grounded. Maybe that's what they were telling us.
I'm sure that's got to be it. I've got a grandson on the way, and I'm just doing some really, I'm trying to go in deeper and just figure this stuff out. It's like, just weight, just not eating right, just not, you know, just drinking way too much. I know I am. I do like my Bud Light, and, you know, the holidays are coming, and it's like, it's
yeah, well, why don't, you know, again, it would be really good for you to do a session with me because I help people make decisions as well, and it sounds like you've got some decisions to make, and we can actually do a priority list, you know, this first, this next, and I'll help you with all of that. I'm really good at that. That's what I do well. I guess
okay.
I do everything well, but that's what I do really well. So.
Okay. And your number again is 800-323-1790. 1790.
You got it.
Okay, Sue. Well,
I'm looking forward to it. Let's get you all straightened out. How's that?
I would love that. I would love that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Tanya, for joining us. She took care of the promotional part for us, Sue. She gave out your number perfectly. Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We got to love it.
And let me also say while we're right here that I have a Dr. Pat special.
Ooh.
And I always do a Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for 1 half hour and you get the second one at no charge. So we have, you get an hour of the angel's time for the half price.
Perfect.
There you go.
Great little stocking stuffer.
It is. And we have gift certificates just in case you really want to make it a stocking. Whoops.
Yeah, stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffer. I got
go.
It. I figured it.
It happens. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's giving out a free mini readings on the air today with the Dr. Pat Show being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. 800-930-2819. Now you got me all tongue-twisted and tongue-tied. But that's all right. We're running off to our last break of the hour. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara Company. I've been using the Velara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy. But skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. We've got an action-packed show. We're talking about angels. We're talking about love. We're talking about joy. And we're answering your questions. And this is just our holiday show to make sure that the holidays are happy and full of fun and upbeat energy. And you can always ask your angels to raise your vibrations. Angels, raise my vibrations an octave. Keep your vibrations up. Oh, I want to give you another little remedy that they just suggested. If you can think about the energy that's in your chest, in your abdomen, and just kind of move it back to your backbone, and just kind of so that your energy kind of just shifts to your backbone, you will be stronger. People won't mess with you. You'll come across better. You'll have better self-confidence. So if you're going to a holiday party, and these days I'm not sure you are, it must be a Zoom party, but if you're going somewhere and you're going to be with family, even for a Zoom one, get your energy in your backbone. You'll come across in a whole lot more powerful way. And I think that 2021, if I have to give a prophecy, is about personal power, gaining our self-respect, gaining our personal power, and becoming the people we really are meant to be. Okay, Benny, I'm ready for a caller.
That personal power knockout 2020.
Yeah,
bring in 2021. I like it. All right, Kim from the Mill Creek area is joining us. Hi, Kim.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Phil.
Okay. And would you like...
I was wondering
who
my angels are.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, and your angels are based on your life's purpose. You have Raphael, healing and compassion, but Raphael's also the angel of brotherhood, and it feels like that's your thing, you know, people working together, communicating, understanding one another. And then you also have Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, and Eileen is the angel of happiness. She works with joy and contentment, wonderful angels. And you also, oh, this is interesting, you have William, the angel of peace. So you have peace and compassion and happiness. My goodness, You should have a joyful holiday with all those angels around you. So what can I help you with?
Just a general reading.
You know, that's difficult for me. Give me something...
something a little more specific that's going on.
Yeah, something more specific. Tell me exactly what you want to know or what you'd like to know.
Do you see us moving next year? See me moving?
Yes, I do. Things are going to lighten up and ease up for you. That's what I hear. It right now is not a good time to move with all that's going on, but it just feels like things have been slow, and I almost feel like something is holding you back. The next year is going to be different. It's going to be your year. Whoa, that came from the angel. So go for it. Anything else? Thanks. I could do two questions. Or do you have any other subjects?
The healing, the brotherhood, happiness, and peace. Probably have to deal with my 3-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
So,
why don't you do this? Why don't you give me your 3-year-old granddaughter's name, and I'll give you her angels, and you will know what her
Taylor.
Life purpose is. I'm sorry.
Taylor.
Taylor?
Oh, sure.
Taylor.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. So she has, oh, my goodness, she has lots of angels. Looking at the one, Nancy. She has Nancy, the angel of productivity, getting things done. So she'll be a busy little bee. And Sarah, the angel of harmony. So like you, she will be interested in camaraderie and people getting along and understanding. And her archangel is wonderful. Her archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. And that's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. But really, that's a money angel for her, too. Not going to have to worry about this little one. She's going to be fine.
Oh, she's very strong. Very strong personality.
Good. Be fun to watch her grow up.
Oh. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sue.
Oh, so much. So welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kim, for joining us from the Mill Creek area. It leaves some lines open. We have about 5, 6, 7 minutes left in the program, so 800-930-2819 for the show. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, she's giving out some mini angel readings for the holiday time and all about joy and love and all the other good stuff in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about some of the remedies?
Mm-hmm,
if we're
going to
be in power... Yeah. In our personal power, then we need a remedy for that situation. One of them is putting your energy in your backbone, like we did. And another one is right below your, let's see, this is a little more difficult to explain. Right below your waist, on your back, on either side of your spine, there is a self-respect chakra. And if you let energy, just think of energy coming out of that self-respect chakra, and I know some of you are doing it because I can feel it already. I can feel it all around the United States. I can feel it happening. It lets some energy out, and you will have more self-respect, and that power will come to you. Because you have to feel it in your body. We were talking about that. You have to feel it in your body in order to make it happen. There's a whole lot of listeners that just got more powerful, Benny. It's wonderful that I can feel all this kind of stuff, but I can't.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing. And then another, if you were listening to me, you cannot manifest what you're looking for 2021 if you have a tense body. So whatever's bothering you, put it in a great big garbage bag and give it to Archangel Michael and let him transmute it into positive energy. He can do that for you. Let's just remove the things that are disturbing you and be clear. And again, another good thing to do is to wiggle. I call it the Tummo wiggle, T-U-M-O, Tummo wiggle. And just wiggle. Wiggle before you go to bed. The other thing I want to tell you is if you have something you're trying to manifest for 2021, if you're a new car, a new house, or anything, a new love in your life, whatever you're trying to manifest, ask the angels before you go to sleep at night because they don't sleep. So give them a request and let them work on it through the night. So that's another little piece of information that'll make you more powerful. But mostly, it's just believing in yourself. and don't overwhelm yourself. And another little thing is, if a sentence starts with "what if," you have to stop that sentence, because if you start a sentence with "what if," you're going to go into quicksand and you're not going to be able to get out. Can't get out of a "what if" sentence. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if COVID never goes away? What if it's going to rain tomorrow and it's a day I want to be outside? Anything that starts with "what if" is a sentence that gets you into trouble. And it can't be fixed. You can't fix a "what if" sentence.
That's right.
So I'm going to give you a remedy that's really going to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you get into your "what if" sentences, and then you start to feel, oh, no, or you feel something inside of you. What if I can't stop drinking? What if I can't follow through with my goals? And you got the feeling, then you do this. You say the number one and snap your fingers, two, snap your fingers, three, snap your fingers. And you put your hand out like a stopping guard at the school guard, and you say stop. And you do it again. One, two, three, stop. And really put your hand out. One, two, three, stop. And you may want to do that before you go visit family. Anything that is that you want to stop, anything that, that isn't being fruitful for you, or that is tricky, or that is something that is throwing you off, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Don't start 2021
Definitely.
With it.
And I'm actually going to stop you right now. I've got to bring on Susan. She's our last caller of the hour. Sue, sorry about that. So Susan and Sue, here you go. Before we end the show, 2 minutes.
I like being stopped for a caller.
All right, well,
especially
I didn't
want to
be rude.
One that has my name.
Yeah. Sue, are you there?
They're calling
Susan.
My name.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. Go ahead and talk to me. Do you want your angels?
Yes, please.
All right. So you have, you have Caroline, angel of positive thinking, and you have Joseph, who's the angel of joy, and then your archangel is your money angel, too. That's Uriel, spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity.
Very
and you
nice.
Know, your angels really pushed you to call, because you really got in at the end. I'm so glad we got a chance to talk. Do you have a specific question quickly?
I do, actually. I have two. One is I'm starting a new job, and second, I'm going to be moving. Both things.
Congratulations on both.
Yeah, you know, it really feels like all's going to go well. That's your message from above. All's going to go well.
Perfect.
Okay. Do I have enough time to give out a little information on me, Benny?
Yes, we have 1 minute left in the show. Your time. Thanks,
okay.
Susan.
Here we
by
go.
The way.
And it's fun working with you. Thank you so much for all you do for the show. My email is suestorm@earthlink.net if you want to get in touch with me directly. My website is theangellady.net. And I hope you go and visit theangellady.net because it's a fun place to go. And my Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1 half hour and the second one is at no charge. And let's see. And my 800 number is 800-323-1790. Let me and the angels give you an opportunity to really welcome in 2021 and make it the best year of your life. We want to help. We're there.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.